This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So we are covering, well, actually, Dave Ridley had called in just a moment ago regarding this governor's order here in New Hampshire that it's a post from libertyblock.com, and it points out that there's, according to this order, quote, in accordance with, and then it cites three different statutes here in New Hampshire. They say local health officers are authorized to investigate, including inspecting sites on public and private property without the consent of the owners, all nuisances and other causes of danger to the public health. So actually what this order does is, beyond imposing a bunch of penalties like fines of $2,000 per day for violating these rules, pointing out that it's a misdemeanor penalty to violate the governor's emergency orders, which is has always been that way. That wasn't new. That was the same way at the beginning of this thing. But the statement here about officers authorized to investigate public and private property without any kind of consent of the owners isn't a new thing. That's their interpretation of what the existing statutes are here in New Hampshire. So I was looking here at some of these statutes, and they talk about how, based on a so-called nuisance, whatever they consider to be a nuisance, there is an authorized member of the Department of Health and Human Services may enter any land for the purpose of collecting information that may be necessary to investigate or inspect drainage systems or private sewage systems. No owner shall refuse to admit any such member or agent. That's one example of this. Then in another RSA, this is...
This has been overturned by the New Hampshire law, I believe, because this is based off a Supreme Court rule. And it was I wish I knew I could quote the law, but that's not the case in New Hampshire.
Well, it says here on RSA 128.5 that a health officer or deputy health officer shall not be guilty of criminal trespass when conducting an investigation of sanitary conditions on private property without the consent of the owner, regardless of whether or not the property is designated a secure premises. So basically saying that if they believe there is some sort of sanitary issue, that they can just come in there and do whatever they want with their investigation, and they face no penalties.
Fourth Amendment be damned.
Yeah, whatsoever. Because public health, basically, is what they're citing here. And then there's another public health document that, again, makes similar statements here. So basically they're just saying we can do whatever we want, and we're going to punish you if you don't do what we say. That's essentially what this is, and it goes on, and I really hope that the people of New Hampshire push back this year and they give nobody a chance to get in there, our co-host.
Because nobody should be doing this kind of thing.
I know. It's just absolutely outrageous how this is going. New Hampshire is an embarrassment. It is not live free or die. It's not even anything even close to that. Nope. Maybe it is still the freest state of all the 50 states, but that still isn't saying much. That just means it's like the least worst of all the 50 cancers, you know, in the United States. And it's frustrating.
Yeah. This is I'm always frustrated by people who are like, well, New Hampshire's not free. And it's like, well, no, it was never free.
No place
in the
world.
There's no place in the world that's free, right?
If there was,
reason,
I'd go there.
The whole reason that people of like mind are moving to New Hampshire for freedom is because there is no place that's free, right?
Oh, and by the way, Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts here, who still does not seem to be able to make up his mind about what he wants to do. He was going to go back to Saipan in the CNMI, the Mariana Islands, and he was talking about how it's the freest place in the United States because it's a U.S. territory.
Yeah.
And now he's saying that apparently they're going to crack down again in the CNMI. They're now implementing a new curfew of 10 p.m.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, and this is the thing. Like, you're not going to have any place that seems freer than another is not really free until you have enough people there who can actually have, you know, that love liberty,
right,
and are willing to, act.
Right. They have to be willing to actually make a stand for freedom,
right,
because
right,
just complaining isn't going to do it.
Right. You can complain from anywhere.
Right.
It's actually taking action and moving to be around other people that will eventually have an impact.
Refusing to do what you're told peacefully and refusing to pay, refusing to obey. If you have enough people who together are doing those sorts of things, the government doesn't have enough jail cells for you.
Mm. Just say no.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to the government.
Yeah, we need a t-shirt with that. Just say no.
I think they had those in the 1980s.
Yeah, I know, but we need to revamp that.
Bring it back,
revamp it.
We need to find the right the way to make that funny, because there's definitely...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just say no.
So, Lori Loughlin, now, she, for listeners who may not be familiar, was one of the, popular characters. She was an actress on Full House, which was a very popular television show in the late 80s, early 90s. They actually brought it back. Netflix bought the property and brought them all back 30 years later or whatever. I've not seen the newer version of the show, but she got caught up in a bit of a prosecutorial situation last year when allegedly, and now I guess it's true because she pled guilty, legally at least, she and her husband are now going to prison because they helped their kids get into college. According to the story at FoxNews.com, two of the highest profile defendants in the college admissions scandal, which exposed the rich and famous paying big bucks to get their kids into the nation's most prestigious colleges and universities, were sentenced today.
I mean, is that even illegal? This is something that's been going on for God knows how long.
Illegal, when you get caught.
I mean, like, isn't this something that, like, we all know that this happens, like, regularly? Like, somebody buys
favoritism for rich people.
Yeah, somebody buys.
I wonder who they,
you know,
pissed
a building
off,
or, you know, a new addition, and then they let them in. Like, that's just how it is. It's like it's unspoken, maybe, but that's what happens, and then it gets dedicated, and their kid gets in, and so on.
Right. So why did this happen?
It's like, yeah, it's this thing that just, and it's not like this, you know, this thing that happened once. It's this thing that happens like every day.
You think they stepped on somebody's toes? Nobody?
Yeah, I think they probably pissed somebody off and said, I'm going to get you a little.
Well, Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, were sentenced to 2 and 5 months, respectively, by Judge Nathaniel Gorton. These sentences are in line with terms of their plea deals that were laid out months ago. Loughlin, who was wearing, who cares what she was wearing, she appeared virtually via Zoom, initially seemed calm, showing little emotion as her attorney, BJ Trock, said she is, quote, profoundly sorry for her actions. But it was when it was Loughlin's turn to address the judge, she forced back tears as she apologized, saying, quote, I made an awful decision. I went along with a plan to give my daughters an unfair advantage in the college admissions process, and in doing so, I ignored my intuition and allowed myself to be swayed from my moral compass. I have great faith in God, and I believe in redemption, and I will do everything in my power to redeem myself and use this experience as a catalyst to do good. Unquote.
Wow.
Describing the devastating impact the charges have had on her family life and career, the attorney said, quote, Lori lost the acting career she spent 40 years building. He also called the conduct completely out of character for Loughlin. He touched on how growing up, Loughlin's family lived paycheck to paycheck. Quote, she didn't attend college because her family couldn't afford it. That from a young age, she was determined to succeed for herself and her family.
How is that possible? She should have made tons of money from Full House, right?
No, that's growing up. She was an adult when she was on Full
House.
She
was not one of the child actors.
Yeah,
actress.
I'm thinking this is the little girl.
No, you're thinking of the
girls,
twins.
No.
The Olsen twins.
Yeah. No, this was like their aunt character from the show. They had like a hot aunt. Anyway.
I remember that.
So the sentence, again, they're going to prison. This isn't an actual...
jail. It's 2 to 5 months.
Do you go to jail if it's a federal sentence?
Oh.
I don't think so.
See, I don't actually know. The feds may actually only operate prisons.
Don't they local jails often hold
federal
term?
Prisoners.
Yeah,
that's
federal
usually
prisoners.
Pre-trial.
Pre-trial.
Okay. Maybe there are some that hold post. I don't know. It's a good question. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, all this over college education, which really isn't worth a hill of beans in the first place. Who cares? 855-450-FREE, but now they're going to be taking up prison space.
His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get DinoVite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. How much will taxpayers be forced to pay to keep Lori Loughlin and her husband in prison cells for several months? In her case, 2 months. In his case, 5 months. What do? They help their daughters get into college. They grease some palms, basically, to get them into a college.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have committed some ferocious, violent crime, but
right.
No, they just bribe somebody.
Yeah,
for something insignificant,
which is amazing to me, because, you know, to me it makes perfect sense that, you know, if you've got a lot of money and your kids aren't that bright, then you know that they can't get into college on their own, then yeah, any college administrator with any sense should say, sure, I'll let you in, five times the normal tuition,
right?
And then that means four more students can go. And
it's hilarious is that, like, Harvard lets in people who are really, really dumb all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And
George Bush
it's because of basically people giving the school, you know, lots and lots of money. Yeah. Usually I think it involves
also legacy.
Legacy, yeah. It usually involves legacy, basically the parents having gone to the school. But the point is they're still paying for access for their kids.
Right.
So
So it just depends on who you pay. In this case, they paid some guy that was going to help them grease the wheels.
They bribed the wrong people.
I guess you can't pay somebody to help you bribe somebody. Like, you have to do it directly, or it's, like, illegal or something?
Well, it's not bribery when you give the college money directly.
Okay, so you paid somebody
to donate.
So maybe they're upset.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
She didn't, like, buy him a building or something.
So they are apparently, according to the plea agreement, going to have to serve not only time in prison, but also pay fines. So they will be paying a $150,000 fine plus a $250,000 fine for each of her and her husband.
Does it say what the charge was?
Yes.
I mean, because it just doesn't.
They racked them up, of course, as you might imagine. They have multiple charges.
If it's a state college, then it's bribery of a public official.
Oh, is it a state college? Is that what happened?
Bribery was one of the charges. I'm not sure which college
I wonder if it wasn't a private college, and that's why there's actually charges.
I mean, almost every college is state.
Well,
state college.
But the other thing is, technically, if you misuse, even a private employer, if you misuse their resources by letting people in contrary to policy, then, you know, there could be an argument that there's fraud going on there, and that she was an accessory to fraud by paying.
Maybe, but presumably, if you're paying somebody, you're paying the school and not the individual that's letting you in.
Well, see, I don't know who she bribed.
Yeah, I don't know
either.
I think
bribing the school is legal.
Right, that's what I would think.
It was, I believe, USC, which is the University of California.
That's University of California, land of free college. Right.
If you're rich, the lesson to be learned here is you don't bribe government institutions. You only bribe the private ones.
Well, don't be in California is a good start.
Here's an idea. Forget about college. It's highly overrated. I mean, these young women that they sent their daughters. They had two daughters. I mean, they're attractive young girls. I mean, they're already successful, right? Like, they're pretty rich girls. Right, they, by virtue of who they were born into, which family they were born into, they're already a success. One of these girls on Instagram's got like 2 million followers or whatever. I mean, doesn't have this now, but she got she had like a deal with some makeup company. She had a deal with some fashion designer or whatever. Right, like she already had all these deals. She's 19 and she already has deals bigger than what most people are gonna have in their entire lives. So what does she need college for exactly? What's she going to
status.
Do? Yeah.
Symbols. It's a symbol. It's a status. Yeah, I get it. It's, a lot of middle class individuals, they get the degree. It's a piece of paper. And it's not what gets you in the door even. It's just a piece of paper I attained a certain status, like education-wise. And
the point of being educated is to know things, though, not to get your foot in the door.
Well, some people would say it's all about who you know and not what you know.
Well, I say that I've gone back to college twice as an adult. And in both cases, I was taking a bunch of classes that were not particularly related to my career. You know, I was learning about things because I wanted to know.
The U.S. attorney had this to say, quote, "The crime Giannulli and Laughlin committed was serious. Over the course of 2 years, they engaged twice in Singer's fraudulent scheme. They involved both their daughters in the fraud, directing them to pose in staged photographs for use in fake athletic profiles, and instructing one daughter on how to conceal the scheme from her high school counselor. As between the defendants, the evidence suggests Giannulli was the more active participant in the scheme. He engaged more frequently with Singer." So Singer was the agent that they were using to get all this done. He's the guy with the connections that they paid off to
so
make this happen.
Really, they were involved in welfare fraud is what they were doing.
What do you mean?
Well, they were trying to get into a welfare college, and college is free in California, so that's government money.
They were going to pay, I think.
So that's actually, interesting, so I have a little bit of an idea here. So he's not entirely off on this. So for the most part, California colleges are heavily subsidized versus
sure, but is that true for rich people?
So
It's college is free in California.
Yeah, it's
even for the ultra wealthy.
So yeah, I don't know all the details, but I actually did like apply for a college in California like after I already got into college.
Mm-hmm.
So I was possibly looking to transfer. Anyway, the point is basically it's really, really hard to get into California universities outside of California because it's subsidized. Now, other states will subsidize in-state students, but they won't subsidize out-of-state students. So, like, Pennsylvania is subsidized, but only for in-state students. If you come from outside the state, you pay a premium. Like, it's the difference between $10,000 and $2,000.
He engaged more frequently with the agent directing the bribe payments to USC and Singer, and personally confronted his daughter's high school counselor to prevent the scheme from being discovered, brazenly lying about his daughter's athletic ability. So they ended up getting, like an athletic scholarship based on the claim that they were these athlete girls when they'd actually never played the sport that they were being represented as playing. He said that his wife took a less active role, but was nonetheless fully complicit, eagerly enlisting Singer a second time for her younger daughter and coaching her daughter to not, quote, say too much, unquote, to her high school's legitimate college counselor, lest he catch on to the fraud. They previously had pleaded not guilty to the charges, including bribery, which were brought against them in October of last year, along with the other parents, 11 of them, swept up in the scandal. The charge of conspiracy to commit federal program bribery carries a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000.
Yeah, federal program bribery.
And the couple was also hit with charges of money laundering and conspiracy that carried a potential sentence of 40 years if convicted of all of them. So there you go. There's your update on the amount of time and effort and money that was spent to put these people in prison because they wanted to send their girls to college and didn't give the right people the amount of money that they handed over for this. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House threatened to veto emergency legislation the House is slated to pass that would give the United States Postal Service $25 billion and reverse some cost-cutting measures that have slowed down mail delivery. The White House said in their threat, USPS does not need $25 billion in bailout money. It needs reforms that will return it to a trend of long-term financial self-sufficiency. The White House said the post office legislation misses an opportunity to to improve the USPS and imposes burdensome new requirements and creates new opportunities for lawsuits against the Postal Service. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling back the House from its summer recess for a rare Saturday session to vote on this bill, but not on coronavirus relief money. Amid growing concerns over the delays, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced he would delay further changes to operations until after the elections. This is USA Radio News. A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. A dredging vessel at a Texas port hit a natural gas pipeline, sparking an explosion that sent at least six people to the hospital and left four others missing. Initial reports indicated 18 workers were in the area. Of the six injured, five were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals for severe burns. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. And you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can also join us online on the Free Talk Live forum, which is part of the larger Shire forums. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it. That's forum.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio tonight. We've been talking about some court decision that we're pretty much done with, that particular court decision, the one with the so-called college admissions scandal, the Lori Loughlin and her husband going to prison for 2 and 5 months, paying large fines over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And in other California court-related news, looks like a California judge has granted Uber and Lyft an emergency reprieve. Now, I don't know if you'd heard about the major decision recently where a California judge has said that now Uber and Lyft will have to qualify its drivers not as contractors, but as employees. And it's a major attack against the idea of being a contractor and having an agreement with a company, in this case just being completely undermined by the government courts in California. Uber and Lyft were both threatening to pull out of California, to shut down their services, no longer operate within that particular state, which happens to be like 10%, or I think it was like 12% of Uber and Lyft's revenue.
It's a big state.
Comes from California. So they were ready to walk away from this, but the last chance, last ditch effort for them to stay active there was essentially a stay on the order, as I understand it. So they were seeking that, and apparently that has been granted.
I kind of hope that Uber and Lyft lose on this one.
So they can leave the state?
Yeah, because the people really lose would be the people of California, and they got it coming for keeping this dangerous government.
I agree. What do you mean that's not going to happen?
So here's the thing. They're they're going to switch their business model around is more likely what's going to happen, and they're going to be licensing out effectively the trademarks to, you know, fleets of vehicle owners. And then so it's just another way of getting around basically the law they passed.
So wait, you think they're going to license their
logo? I mean, they've
logo?
Already been talking about this in the news. Yeah, so they've already got...
To what, a taxi cab company?
I don't understand
something
it, fully how it works.
Something very similar to a taxi cab company, it sounds like. So basically, instead of...
or something.
You're going to have one guy who owns a bunch of cars, and he has a bunch of Uber drivers who are his employees.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not Uber's employees, they're his employees.
It's, so it's not...
Interesting. I haven't heard about this
yet. It's not entirely the same business model, but it's close enough where it'll work for them probably.
Huh.
And they've already got this in Germany and some other countries.
Really?
Yeah. So it's so stupid, but yeah, I mean, they're just
that's
adding.
The courts are forcing them to do.
Basically, the courts are forcing them to add additional middlemen, which will increase prices and everything else. And just you know, it's not like the employees are going to get or the contractors are going to get paid more. It's just adding more work for the company.
Yeah, and it's irritating to me because you know I had arguments with my dispatcher when I was driving cab where it was like he wanted me to do something right now and I had someplace I had. Had to be, and I said, I'm a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
Right.
If I decide I'm going to take some time off and go see my girlfriend, I'm going to go see my girlfriend
right
now.
That's
because
one of the benefits.
That's what my contract says. But that's not the case when you're an employee.
Correct, which is going to be a major... So even though Uber and Lyft may still be able to operate under this new system that you're talking about, that's not going to help their contractor people, because now they're no longer going to be contractors, and they'll have a schedule,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you're an employee, they tell you when to show up.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot more money is going to go to bookkeeping and overhead,
so
that has to come out of the earnings of the driver. There's nowhere else for it to come from.
Yeah. There's another way to look at this, too. It's actually stifling competition. Right now, there's a lot of competition as a result of
the
Uber
ride-shares.
And Lyft and the ride shares. And this is never, this has not been the case, because they've had... you know, taxi companies have had effectively, you know, I don't know if you call, say monopolies,
but cartels
of a sort. And so, this is actually introducing some competition in the market. These cartels don't like that. They have to, obviously, they created a high barrier to entry to get those cartels in the first place set up. And now that somebody is undermining that, they are coming back and trying to ensure that their business model continues to function when it's
and
self-interested.
One group of people which really loses in this is
the
last
customer.
People.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the customer and also the last people to become cab drivers never did benefit from the cartel because they paid $800,000 or $1 million for their taxi cab medallion if they're driving in New York.
Yeah.
And
now it's
they're never going to make that money back.
Yeah, now they're worth a fraction of that.
Right. It's, the value of those medallions have already been decimated.
Yeah.
It's they're not worth anything like they were.
So they again we're going to shut down like. At midnight yesterday or something like that, if this reprieve was not granted, it has been. So the judge did issue an emergency stay, allowing Uber and Lyft to continue operating under their current business model while they continue to litigate. And, of course, there's also going to be a ballot measure on the ballot in California this November where people are going to get to weigh in on this. Where it's an initiative that was sponsored by Uber and Lyft, so they got a bunch of signatures, right, and they got this thing on the ballot, so it's going to allow California voters to make sort of the final decision about this,
you know,
which may not go well for them.
It's kind of funny. Even
California voters are about the last people on earth I'd want to trust with any kind of decision.
Yeah. It's kind of funny also because, like, even if they get rid of Uber and Lyft and they're banned and they can no longer operate and the government is successfully, you know, clamps down on this. What's going to stop how are they going to stop the next, you know, technological development when it's completely decentralized? Are you literally going to start arresting the people who are driving driving for the decentralized app?
And maybe the way we should look at this is as an opportunity, because mm-hmm. we can do, if we develop a decentralized app, we can do things that Uber can't do mm-hmm. because of decentralization.
Well, the good news is you don't have to develop it. It's already been developed. It's called Cell 411, mm-hmm. and it's had ride sharing in it now for a couple mm-hmm. of years, and it, you know, may not be the best ride sharing setup yeah, out there, it, but it is decentralized.
It needs a little bit more work, but it would definitely be the platform that I would want to build it on top of, just you know, polish off what's already there.
Exactly. Now, and it was never really promoted particularly effectively or well, so I agree with you. It does need a little bit of work, but in essentially what makes it different from Uber is Uber and Lyft centrally control the pricing. Right, so mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft also centrally control the distribution of the rides, right? So they somebody requests a ride, they send out the request to the nearest driver, to the person who's sending the request. So they have a system, and their system does work pretty well, but they ultimately set the rates. So Uber looks at the market and says, all right, well, looks like the cab companies are charging this amount, or the government mandates this for cabs, so we're going to price slightly below that, and then we're going to give our drivers 75% of the revenue. And done deal, okay, here we are. With Cell 411, you can set your own rates. Hmm. So you can actually have competition for rate within the same app. So if one person wants to drive for, you know, next to nothing, they can, and there's no one else that can stop them from doing that, because ultimately the app doesn't take a cut of the sale at all. So the driver keeps full amount of the fare. They can collect whatever kind of fare payment they want. If they want to take crypto, they can take crypto. They could want to take gold backs or whatever. They can take gold backs. They can take cash. They can take credit card, whatever they're prepared to accept. So it's decentralized in that the drivers decide the rate and the drivers decide how they get paid. But of course, there is still the centralization in that the app is an app and you know, that sort of thing. So
I'm sure that some of that can be resolved too.
Not impossible.
Sure, no doubt about it.
Well, you know, I mean, there is a centralization to some degree, you know, when it comes to all apps in the sense that
you have to download the app from somewhere.
You have to download that from the app store generally, and unless you know what you're doing, of course.
Right. So there you go. That's the latest on the Uber-Lyft controversy. We will continue to follow this closely because it is real bad news for the idea of being a contractor and just having the state come right in and rip your contract up and rip it out from underneath you and say, now everything's changing because we said so. More coming up here, 855 450 free, like freedom.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want to hear. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Hey, and Chris.
And nobody.
So we go to your calls, your thoughts. Also, want to make sure that you join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get a lot of features there. And, Chris, you've also got your own show that you do, Freedom Decrypted.
Every Saturday from 5 to 8.
And it is, how would you describe it?
It's a libertarian, leading, slanted tech show, basically. So we cover, you know, free software, Linux, GNU, and basically anything government-related that involves tech. So them stamping down on your freedoms or privacy.
You do a good job of that.
Yeah.
And so check it out, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, start time for Saturday afternoons, correct?
Saturday afternoon, yeah.
Over at freedomdecrypted.com. You can also grab the podcast audio-only version of it, but it's by default a video series.
It is, yeah. You can download the videos as well as
and watch it live.
A live show if you want.
So check out Freedom Decrypted. Also check out electnobody.com for the latest from the Nobody campaign for governor here in New Hampshire.
It's true.
Which continues on for the next, at least the next couple of weeks. We're setting up a debate between you and at least one of the other gubernatorial candidates. She has agreed to that. We've invited the incumbent as well, the incumbent governor. I suspect he's going to completely ignore the invitation, but nonetheless, the invitation has been made, and hopefully we'll have an interesting debate in about a week's time.
So I still want to go knock on his door and invite him in person. I just want to bring a couple of friends.
I'm sure the guy doesn't want to look bad, and he would look bad if he had to debate you.
Oh, I don't think he cares about that.
Really?
I mean, look how bad he looks right now. He's a tyrant. I mean, the dude is completely burning a lot of his bridges with people. He got into office, and they were expecting him to be like a small government guy, and he has been terrible.
I am curious what people's perceptions in New Hampshire are like statistics. Have you seen anything of that nature?
Because, what do you mean? Statistics regarding what?
As far as how well he's doing or what people voters think.
Good question.
As far as, for or against at this point.
At least a couple of months ago, he had tremendous support. at least according to the polls. But again, you know,
he had my support after he vetoed those gun laws.
Sure, I mean he's done a few things right. I mean he did veto some really bad gun laws. He did sign marijuana decriminalization a few years ago, back in 2017. So he's done a few things.
So
right.
he then refused to sign the next step. So.
You mean legalization?
Right.
You know,
arguably that was the right choice to make.
As bad as he's been,
it may be that particular bill was bad.
Yeah.
As bad as he's been, I think at the same time we could have. He hasn't been as bad as some other states, some governors in other states.
That's true.
And it's
but
not
he
that
also
I
hasn't been the best.
I don't want to put him on a pedestal, but
I call him mid pack.
Yeah.
Like he's not the
absolutely.
Worst, and he isn't even close.
You're right.
To the best.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely.
So he's burning a lot of Republican bridges right now, and I think he's vulnerable. Now whether or not he can be defeated is another question, because right now there has yet to even be a poll that has asked anyone anything about the Republican primary. So
yeah,
there's never
that's
been...
not what the Just Us system is for.
Right. Yeah, it's. Right. I mean, this,
none of the people running against him are members of the club.
The problem is that the system is stacked against anybody else who's running. Pretty much,
it really is.
You know, it's like
and the media is ignoring his competition completely.
Absolutely. There's no media coverage. This is one of the things.
There
one
was
those...
one newspaper. In the North Country that published a story within the last week,
I mean,
but that's it.
It's because of the name. I mean,
because of nobody?
It's because of the name. It wasn't because... And this is the problem.
Well, that was the hope.
Because of the name.
The coverage, which has been very little so far.
Sure, absolutely, that was the hope. But I would hope that...
There should have been more.
You would get more than just the name, right? Like, what were your issues? What are you fighting for?
Sure.
It's like... media is just... We need more media. We need more competition in that market, and we just don't have...
There's not a lot up here.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that my polling when it starts will return surprisingly good results.
Really? I hope so. We're actually going to try this. We're going to try we're going to do our own poll basically because no one
you
else
guys,
is doing it.
I have to say you guys are taking this campaign way more seriously than I could have imagined.
Well, the thing is,
it's surprising. It's kind of refreshing.
It's something. I mean, basically, right now it's about building a little bit of a platform, but once it's built, then, you know, it becomes easy to keep running.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think I can do this for a couple more years without going completely out of my mind.
Let's go to the Discord line here. We got BC Covington on the line here with us. Go ahead, BC.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on the radio, right?
So that's correct.
No naughty words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Correct.
Okay. Do you guys know the 1965 Hart-Celler Act?
Not familiar.
No.
What is it?
It's our most recent immigration act that we're currently under.
Hart-Celler?
Yeah, they're the two legislators who sponsored it.
Okay.
That sounds sketchy.
So what about it?
What sounds sketchy about it that doesn't exist?
Hart-Celler.
Yeah, the two names of the guys, you know, like...
yeah, I know. It just sounds like they're going to cut out your heart and sell it to somebody.
Oh,
it doesn't sound good.
Oh, I see.
Sketchy.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so what about this thing?
You're kind of right in that Shakespeare kind of said it. What's in a name? Mm-hmm. There is something to be said about that, because that was passed without American support and was lied to about the American people about what it would be.
Wait a minute, are you saying politicians told lies?
I know, right?
Nobody tells the truth.
I know. This is, maybe you guys are young. I'm younger than you guys, but maybe you guys might not have been around when this happened either. It was in 1965, so maybe your parents told you about it. This is the famous piece of legislation that Ted Kennedy had to, in 1965, had to, like, speak to the American people and said, we're going to pass this law, but it's not what you think. It's not going to drastically change the American nation. And then 6 years later, it did. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Are you still talking about this Hart-Celler thing? Or is that?
Tell us something about the law.
Yeah,
what's your point about it?
Oh, okay. So basically, it undid a previous immigration law and then enacted some of its own things. So before 1965, we were under the 1924 National Origins Quota Act, which was a huge reduction, almost net zero in immigration. And we had some of our, you know, we were able to get through the Depression, fight and win a world war and have the 1950s growth. So it was actually awesome. But
what is it that you have against people being able to travel freely?
again, I believe in the I believe in the nation state, but the point of this is not that. The point is
you're complaining because you were saying it went from net zero to allowing more people to come in, right? That's your complaint.
You asked me what it was about. I'm just
and now I'm asking you your opinion about it.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely was great.
You're saying the situation prior to the 1965 Act was great, and then after 1965, because this other thing, Hart-Celler, allowed more immigrants, now it's not great. That's what you're saying?
Well, hold on. Well, how about I tell you about it, since you've admitted that you don't know about either.
Go ahead.
So the National Origins Quota Act in 1924 to 1965, there was immigration. It wasn't zero. It was near zero. But the immigration was... Say we allowed 100,000 immigrants a year. Say you were, Japanese and you want to be an immigrant. The percentage of the 100,000 total immigrants that could be Japanese was the same as the percentage of the Japanese already in America. So say 1% of Americans in 1930 were Japanese. That meant 1% of the 100,000 immigrants could be Japanese.
Sounds like gene pool socialism. A centrally planned gene pool.
Right. Some bureaucrats make decisions about who's allowed to come and who's not, and that got you excited, huh?
Yeah, you would think that. So Japan wishing to remain 99% Japanese, that's eugenics to you?
I'm not in Japan, and I don't believe in...
Well, it's a simple question.
I don't believe in restrictions that are arbitrary imposed by government bureaucrats. I believe in freedom. What do you have against freedom?
So they're eugenicists, according to you, or gene pool.
That's not what I said.
They certainly do have a centrally planned gene pool.
Yeah, I don't support
that.
Yeah, I don't support central planning. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me because the way humanity evolved was that. I mean, the way evolution works is nature tries everything, and some things work better than others. So if you cut off some of the possibilities, then you might not find your optimal genetic solution. So no, I think you should mix everything up and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, freedom, baby. Yeah, hey, if you want to talk more, BC Covington, we're out of time on this show, but Nobody Tells the Truth is coming up. No, it's not coming up.
I'm actually kind of drippy in the nose today.
All right, no, nobody's good. Sorry about that. Maybe Sunday night. I think nobody's doing another episode.
I will be back
Sunday night. We'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.